The following is a Govardhana Puja lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on October 24th, 2014, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, we are gathered here today, or tonight, on this most auspicious occasion.
Taigi, šį vakarą čia susirinkome labai svarbią progą.
Govardhan Puja.
We
are all indebted to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Were it not for Srila Prabhupada, we would have no idea what is this Govardhan Hill. But by His grace, now we have the opportunity to do just the same thing that Krishna engaged the Brijabasis in doing, namely worship Govardhan Hill. Thousands of years ago in Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill wasn't there. It was just flat land there. How did Govardhan get there? How did Govardhan appear in Vrindavan? This question is very nicely answered in the Garga Samhita. So we will study this very nice story from the Garga Samhita. Actually, it begins with a conversation. Krishna not only had his father, Nanda Maharaj, but he also had the brothers of Nanda Maharaj, his uncles. Krishna had four uncles from the side of Nanda Maharaj. There was Upananda and Abhinanda. They were the older brothers of Nanda Maharaj. And there were some younger brothers as well. San Nanda and Nandana. These were the two younger brothers of Nanda Maharaj. So one day, actually, San Nanda had described in great detail the glories of Raj Mandal. So one day, Nanda Maharaj is speaking to him. He says, "Oh, very intelligent Son Nanda. You have heard much and you know everything. We've heard from you all about the glories of Raj Mandal. Now please tell us about the birth of the mountain named Govardhan. Why do they call it the best of the mountains? And the king of the mountains. From what world did the Jamuna River come? Oh, Sananda. You were the best of the wise. Please explain to me its glories." So Sananda, being a very nice younger brother of Nanda Maharaj, and being a very great devotee of the Lord, and having the knowledge of how Govardhan appeared, was very happy to relate the information to Nanda Maharaj. So as we see often in the Bhagavatam, somebody tells about us, somebody else told the story, and they repeat it. So we find this same thing in the Garga Samhita. Sananda explains that one day in Hastinapur, as many people were listening, King Pandu asked Grandfather Bhishma this question. He said, "As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who is the king of the of Goloka and the master of countless universes, was about to depart in order to remove the earth's burden. He said to Radharani, "Oh, my dear beloved, oh, frightened one, you should also come with me to the earth." So Radharani was, she didn't like that idea of going to the earth. She said, "Oh, my heart cannot be happy in any place where there is no Vrindavan, the forest, no Jamuna River, and no Govardhan Hill." So then Sananda explains that then Lord Krishna, he sent a 47 krosha portion of his own abode along with Govardhan and the Jamuna to the earth. A krosha is 2 miles. That gives you an idea. It was 98-mile portion of his own abode. So Vrindavan came, Jamuna came, and Govardhan, all three of them were sent. Why? So Radharani would agree to come. So Krishna then said, "Worshipped by all the worlds and filled with 24 forests, that holy sacred land of Vrindavan has now come to the earth." So have you studied the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam? If you have, you know that Maharaj Priyavrata, he took his chariot, he was following the sun. And in the wheels of his chariot, he created 7 islands. Shamali Dweep is one of those 7 islands he created with his chariot. Do you know why it's called Shamali Dweep? There's a big Shamali tree there. It's huge. It's thousands of miles high. It's a huge tree. So that's why it's called Shamali Dweep. There are also great mountains on Shamali Dweep. And there is one great mountain named Drona. And these are not inanimate, they are personalities. So this Drona, he's a king actually. He's a king mountain. So this is west of Bharatvarsha. And in the middle of Shamali Dweep, Govardhan took birth from the wife of King Drona. Govardhan has come. Govardhan has now come. Ki jai. So the demigods knew that Govardhan has come from the spiritual world. So what do you think? What do the demigods usually do when there's something auspicious? What do they usually do? They shower flowers, right? So they were showering tons of flowers on Govardhan from the heavens. Govardhan was just being filled with flowers. And then what else? Then you know what else happened? All the mountains knew that this is a great, great mountain that has come. So what is the biggest mountain in the universe? Mount Sumeru. So Mount Sumeru came to offer his respects. And the Himalayas also came. And they did the parikrama. They offered their obeisances. They did the Govardhan Parikrama. So the first Govardhan Parikrama was done by the mountains. The mountains did Parikrama around Govardhan. And they eloquently, these mountains could speak, you see. So they eloquently glorified Govardhan with these words. Tvang shakshad krishna chandrasya puripanat manasya cha goloke goganar yukte gopi gopala samyute. In Goloka, which is filled with gopas, gopis and cows, you, O Govardhan, are the mountain of Lord Krishna Chandra, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are named Govardhan. You are splendidly manifest in the world of Vrindavan. And you, Govardhan, are the king of the mountains. Obeisances to you, who are the crown of Goloka, and who sit on Vrindavan's lap. Obeisances to Govardhan, the umbrella of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then Sananda continues to explain. After these prayers in the mountains, went home. And this is why Mount Govardhan is known as the best of the mountains and the king of the mountains. Because he was recognized by the mountains as their king. So now what will happen next? Govardhan is here, but he's not in Vrindavan. He's in Shamaladweepa. How did Govardhan get transferred to Vrindavan? That is the next part of the history. So listen carefully. There was actually a great sage. His name was Palashya Muni. He was actually from Kashi or Benares. There's no mountains there. Sages like to meditate on mountains. But at his place of meditation, there were no mountains. So he was wandering through the universe to all the holy places. And he came upon Govardhan. So what do you think was going through his head when he saw Govardhan? Govardhan was so beautiful. Amazing. Filled with flowering Madhavi trees. It was heavy with abundant fruits. You could hear the beautiful sounds of gushing streams flowing down the slopes. It was peaceful, auspicious. Many caves also, suitable for sages to perform their austerities. It was loaded with valuable jewels also. It was very, very charming. So many colorful minerals. Wonderful, beautiful, graceful slopes coming down from the mountain. Slopes, you know, the mountain slopes. It's very beautiful. And there were many, many birds there, singing very beautifully. There were deer, and there were nectar trees, and there were peacocks making their poo, poo, you know, their peacock call. You see, I can't imitate it. I got Dean and Bandu to do them. And Govardhan gives liberation for anyone who desires it. So you can imagine this hill. So, what did you know when the sages would approach a king, the king would give them some gift. The sages would beg charity from the king, so you can imagine what Palasha is going to beg for now. Palasha is described as the tiger of the sages, Muni Sardala, the tiger of sages.
What is the name?
Muni Sardala is the Sanskrit. Muni Sardala, the tiger of sages.
Palasha, what is the name?
Palasha. Palasha Muni is called the tiger of sages.
The
Sanskrit for that is Muni Sardala. So anyway, Palashtra approaches King Drona with the desire to get Govardhan. So Palashtra says, "Oh Drona, you are the king of the mountains. You are worshipped by all the demigods. You are filled with transcendental medicinal herbs. And thus you always restore people's lives. I come to you with a request. I am a sage. I live in Kashi, Varanasi. Please, give me your son Govardhan. That's all I want. I don't want anything else. Just give me your son Govardhan. I come from the great city named Kashi. It's the home of Lord Vishwanath. A sinner who dies there at once attains liberation. The Ganges flows there. Lord Vishwanath resides there. But there's no mountain there. So I want to take your son and place him at Kashi. I will perform my austerity sitting on your son Govardhan, who is filled with beautiful trees and vines. O King Drona, this is my desire. So, what do you think going through Drona's head right now? You can imagine the affection he must feel for Govardhan. Now this sage wants to take him away. So what? His eyes are filling with tears now. Because the imminent separation from Govardhan is about to take place. Then he speaks these words to the sage. My dear Palashtra Muni, I am filled with love for my son. My son is also very dear to me. But, O great sage, I'm afraid of your curse. So let me speak to Govardhan. And then he tells Govardhan, Oh my dear son, you go with this sage to that beautiful Bharatvarsh, the land of karma, where the people attain the three goals of life and even liberation in a single moment. So then Govardhan being surrendered to his father as a loyal son. He immediately accepts the order of his father. He says, "O sage, how will you take me? I'm very big. I'm 8 yojanas long, 5 yojanas wide, and 2 yojanas tall. Now, do you all know how big a yojana is? A yojana is 8 miles. How many kilometers is that? About 10 or 12 kilometers? Yeah. It's a huge mountain. 64 miles long, 40 miles wide, and 16 miles high. That's higher than Mount Everest. A huge mountain. And the sage is going to carry him? You see? So he's asking him, how are you going to get me there? So Palashya Muni says, "My dear son, please sit in my hand and I will carry you to Kashi." Just see how powerful these sages were. Did they have to work out at the gymnasium to build up their muscles? To lift a mountain that big? No, they had mystic powers. So, Govardhan says, "Okay, I will stay wherever you place me down. I will stay there, and I will not leave that place. I promise you this." So that sounded pretty good to Palashya Muni, because he was planning to take him to Kashi and set him down. And Govardhan has promised, "Wherever you set me down, I won't leave that place." So Palashya is feeling pretty happy and satisfied now. Wow, I'm going to get Govardhan's never going to leave. He's going to stay in Kashi. So Palashya, as Govardhan has promised that he will not move from where he is set down, Palashya Muni also makes his promise to Govardhan. "As I take you from Shamali Dweep to the country of Kaushala, Kashi, I will not put you down along the way. I promise you this." So then Sri Nanda, Sri Sananda says, Govardhan now, with tears coming from his eyes, knowing that now I'll be separated from my dear father Dronacharya, he bows down one last time to his father in obeisances. And then he climbs up on the sage's right hand. So now Palashya Muni, he starts walking, carrying this huge mountain on his right hand. And the people are amazed. What great power this sage has. And he moves very slowly. But finally, on his way to Kashi, he passes to an area called Vraj Mandal. So let's see what happens. Now Govardhan is in Vraj. From Vraj he will not budge. So as he comes to Vraj, Govardhan is remembering how he was in the spiritual world in his previous life. How he was situated in the original Vraj in the spiritual world. He remembers all the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and the gopis and the gopas. He has a flashback on his previous life. It all comes back to him. So Govardhana now is thinking to himself, Shri Krishna, the original personality of Godhead, who was the master of countless universes, will descend to this holy place of Vrajadham. He will have childhood pastimes with the cowherd boys. And then he'll have the pastimes of youth with the gopi girls. Here he'll have the pastimes of paying a tax. He will have his pastimes of jealous anger with Radharani. Therefore, from this place, where the Jamuna flows, I should not leave. From Goloka, Sri Krishna will come here with Radha. And by seeing him, I will make my life perfect. So now Govardhana is absorbed in these thoughts. And just as that sage has mystic powers, so does Govardhana. So what does Govardhana do? Govardhana makes himself heavier and heavier and heavier, and the sage is going heavier, 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 and the sage is very powerful. But guess who's more powerful? Govardhana is more powerful than Palashya Muni. So he becomes so heavy, the sage becomes absolutely sweating, he's perspiring, he's just exhausted trying to hold up the mountain. And he forgot all about the promise that I won't, the arrangement was made that wherever I set you down, you won't move from that place. He forgot all those words that were spoken. He was being tormented by the weight of this heavy mountain. So just to get a little relief, he sets the mountain down. Well, you know what the promise was of Govardhana. He's been set down in Vrajmandal now. Actually, Palashya Muni had gone to take bath after all this heavy endeavor to hold up the mountain. He went to take bath. So he's come back now, he's all suchi after his bath, ready to go again and pick a mountain up and continue on the Kashi, all fired up and ready to go. So Govardhana previously, you know, Govardhana had actually gotten, the sage was standing there, Govardhana got up and placed himself in the sage's hand. So now Palash is expecting the same thing's going to happen again. He said, stand up. Let's go. Hello. Well, what did Govardhana do? Do you know what Govardhana did? Nothing. He simply sat there. He wouldn't get up. So the sage now, he grabs the mountain with all of his great mystic powers. He grabs a hold of that. He's actually embracing the mountain. He's holding the mountain with his hand. And he's speaking sweet words. Try to convince him. You see. Very nice. Oh, my dear Govardhana, please now come. No, nice words. Come on, let's go. So, was Govardhana swayed by the sweet words of Palashya Muni? He didn't even move the space of one finger. So now Palash is getting a little little his sweetness is kind of going away. Come. O best of mountains, don't make yourself so heavy. I know you're angry at me. Tell me why at once. So now Govardhan speaking very sweetly. Oh sage, there's no fault on my part. You've put me down, and now I will never move from this place. This was the promise I made to you. So Palasha gave up his attempt to move the mountain. This tiger of sages, his eyes were filled with anger. His lips were trembling with anger. And now he cursed Govardhan, the son of Chavan. Oh, arrogant mountain! You would not fulfill my desire! Therefore, every day you will become smaller by the side of one sesame seed. So then Sri Sananda continues speaking. Oh, Nanda. When Palasya Rishi left for Kashi, Mount Govardhan began to shrink. By the size of one sesame seed every day. As long as the Bhagiratha Ganges is present, and as long as Mount Govardhan is present, the power of Kali Yuga will not fully manifest. These are the words of Sananda. These words have power. So what does this mean? This means that Govardhan not only was used to protect the Vrajapasis from the anger of Indra, we are all being protected right now by Govardhan from the influence of Kali. Govardhan ki jai. Govardhan is protecting us from the full force of Kali Yuga. So tonight we must worship Govardhan with all of our hearts to express our love and our appreciation of this protection that Govardhan is giving us right now, tonight here in Kaunas, Lithuania. So now Sri Sananda concludes. I have spoken to you the story of Mount Govardhan's appearance in this world, a sacred story that removes from human beings the greatest sins. That is very wonderful, and it gives the greatest liberation. It is not surprising that this story is so beautiful and glorious in this world. So that's the story of how Govardhan appeared. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We can see the curse has come true. How many of you have seen Govardhan Hill? Is it 8 miles high? 64 miles long? And 40 miles wide? No, there's not much left. Even 500 years ago, you can read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita how it was much bigger than it is now. So if you haven't been to Govardhan yet, go. It's shrinking every day. One sesame seeds. Everybody should go as soon as possible. I just recently did twice Govardhan Parikrama. Last few weeks ago. It's such a wonderful thing. So many holy places there. Govinda Kund is there. Sankarshan Kund is there. Radhakund, Shamakund, Kusum Sarovara. So nice. In that village, Aniyur, there's a very nice story about how many of you know what is that Aniyur village? Who knows what is Aniyur? Yes, Aniyur village. Yes. It's an amazing story about Aniyur village. See, Krishna was in the head, the Brijavasis worshipping Govardhan. And then he revealed himself as being Govardhan himself. Govardhan is an incarnation of Krishna, just like Balaram is an incarnation of Krishna. Govardhan is also an incarnation of Krishna. So Krishna revealed himself in the form of the hill, and he was having all the Brijavasis bring prasadam, foodstuffs to him. With manifesting a gargantuan Herculean appetite, just taking in huge quantities of foodstuffs and never being satisfied. And he kept saying, Aniyur, 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 which means bring more, bring more, bring more. No matter how much they would bring, he still said, Aniyur, Aniyur, Aniyur. I'm still hungry. Come on, bring more, bring more, bring more. The Brijavasis were frantic trying to satisfy him. They couldn't satisfy him. But Balaram always has a better idea. Give him a tulsi leaf. So as soon as the tulsi was given, I'm immediately satisfied. So the place where this pastime occurred 5,000 years ago is now a village of that name, Aniyur. So on your way through Aniyur village, when you're doing the parikrama, you can be meditating. Because this is where Krishna was saying, Aniyur, 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 Aniyur. The holy Vrindavan is so amazing. Krishna says it is the best place in the whole universe. Prabhupada explains the dust of Vrindavan is the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. And it's a very dusty place. The dust is in the air. Just by inhaling, you're getting the foot dust from Krishna's lotus feet every time you take a breath. So just to take a breath in Vrindavan is a mystical experience. So you can imagine what it's like to be in Vrindavan in the right state of mind. The thing is, you can't just go as a tourist. If you do, it'll just be a dirty Indian village, that's all it'll be. You have to go as a pilgrim. You have to take the advantage of the mercy of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the revealer of the Dham. Through the grace of the spiritual master, only through his grace can you enter into the Dham. An airfare on Turkish Airlines and a taxi cab will not get you to Vrindavan.
į Vrindavaną, jūs jį nepateksite.
You have to have the mercy of the spiritual master. And by his mercy, then, you can actually enter into Vrindavan. That place where Krishna's pastimes is still going on right now, this very minute. And try to develop the eyes to see those pastimes. You see. By an intense yearning of the heart. By an intense yearning of the heart. Rupa Goswami calls it lalyam, greed. You cannot realize Krishna and Krishna's dham just by pious activities. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi katopalam yate. Tattala yang apimuyamikalam janmakoti sukritayana labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives. It can be achieved only by paying one price, which is the intense greed to attain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So the bona fide spiritual master in disciplic succession, he has that available for you. You simply have to take advantage of his mercy. So in this way, we pray for Prabhupada's mercy when we arrive in Vrindavan. That we can actually enter into the Dham, where Krishna is fully present. So now Vrindavan is manifested here in Kaunas. And we can become purified by this wonderful Bhagavadan Puja celebration tonight. Giri Govardhana Ki Jai. So we have about 8 minutes left, my allotted time. And then, does any questions?
How it could be that the mountain is a personality?
How can a mountain be a person? Well, your body is a bunch of, is composed of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And you were situated within it. So just as a person, a mountain is also, your body is composed of material elements. A mountain is also composed of material elements. So if a jiva soul can be manifest in that bag of elements, a mountain is also a bag of elements. Do you understand? There, a jiva, by Krishna's arrangement, a jiva can manifest in any form. Because it's all just material elements anyway. Your body and the body of a mountain, there's no difference really. It's all just material elements. So if you can appear in that stack of material elements, Govardhan also can appear in that stack of material elements.
Does
that make sense to you?
The question, so how this mountain can move?
How is Govardhan able to move? Next question. Yes.
Govardhan mountain always becoming shrinking.
Yeah.
So his beauty also shrinking.
Beauty? Only from material standpoint. But someone who has material vision, yeah, Govardhan doesn't seem as beautiful as what we read in the Gauranga Samhita. But the pure devotee can see the original form of Govardhan. He can see Radha and Krishna. He can see the Sarabi cows. The pure devotee can see these things. What if you can't see them? What if you're not able to see these things? Is it hopeless? No. Prabhupada explains that there are people wandering in Vrindavan wanting to see Krishna. They're hankering. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Even though they don't see Krishna, their hankering to see Krishna is as good as seeing Krishna. So whether you can see Krishna or the original form of Govardhan doesn't matter. If you're just intensely desiring to see the original form of Govardhan and Krishna and Radharani and etc., you're just as good as seeing them. The intense desire to see is as good as actually seeing. Plus this point, it's actually considered better to be hankering to see than actually seeing. This is why the Goswamis, even though they have the power to see Krishna, they kept themselves in the mood of not seeing Krishna and wanting to see Krishna. As evidenced in the Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Hey Radhe Raja Devi Ke Chalalite Hey Nanda Sudna Kutaha Shri Govardhana Kalpa Pada Patale Kalindi Vanne Kutaha. Where are you, Krishna? Where are you, O daughter of King Vrishabhanu? Where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Can I see you now on Govardhan? Are you in the groves on the bank of Jamuna? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? They were greedy, intensely greedy with a desire to see Krishna. I want to see Krishna. I want to see Krishna. I want to see Krishna. And very intensely, you see. So that's as good as seeing Krishna. So even though we're so fallen neophytes, we can't see Krishna. In Vrindavan or here in Kaunas, he's also present in Kaunas. But we can desire to see Krishna. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. My dear Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe, please come to my vision. So what is the qualification to see Krishna? By demanding No. If you want to see Krishna, you can't force your way to see Krishna. Demand that he appears. No. You have to act in such a way with such tender-hearted, loving feelings that Krishna will want to come and see you. Then you will see Krishna. That is the secret. Don't try to see God. Try to act in such a way that God wants to see you. This is the secret. This is the secret of how to see God. So my allotted time is up in the schedule. And now I'm seeing something like Damodar Astakam and something. Is my time is up now? Time is up? Okay. So we thank you all very much. Giri Govardhan ki jai. Achalabai.